I'd like to call to order the FIFARE regular board of directors meeting. FIFARE Airport District, Terminal Building, West Wing Boardroom, Wednesday, November 8, 2023, 4 o'clock. Agenda. Pursuant, and we're in a teleconference location, pursuant to Government Code 54953B. Board member Judy Smith will be attending the regular board meeting via teleconference from 4011 14th Street, Room 1A, Riverside, California, 92501. Will you please all join me in the back of the ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our mission statement. The Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Roll call, Patty.
Members present, please signify by saying aye. Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Vice President Lindstrom?
Aye.
And Director Smith?
Director? Aye. Aye.
Okay. And President Seifer is absent with cause. Others present include General Manager Ryan Goss, Administrative Manager Abby Erickson, and myself, Board Secretary Patty Lopez, and we welcome members of the public.
Approval of agenda. Are there any changes from the board or the staff with regard to our agenda?
No changes from staff.
None
here.
None here.
Public comments. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should come to the podium and wait for the president to recognize them. Unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all comments are limited to 3 minutes each with an overall of 15 minutes. No speaker may allot their time to others. Comments on the agenda. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during public comment section on the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note, if you are addressing the board on items not on the agenda, the Brown Act does not allow for discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not notified publicly. Therefore, the board may only do the following. Refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for further discussion. Do we have any comments? Jack? Special presentations and proclamations?
We have none.
Thank you, Ryan. Big Bear Airport Pilots Association?
We did our association visits out at Halloween in the village. It was very, very successful. We did notice, and it was reported, that quite a few fewer pop-ups and other organizations were there. But we had a standing room only of people waiting for the spin of the roulette wheel to win a dollar or get some candy. So,
how many people do you think you saw? How many kids?
I don't have a number reported to me yet.
Because it's usually some.
It was a line to the corner.
Consent agenda. Approval of the draft minutes. We have approval for the.
We're going to the entire consent agenda. So go ahead.
Okay. 7.1, approval of draft minutes.
No, just approval of consent agenda, right?
Yeah. It includes all three of them.
7.1A, regular board meeting, 4 o'clock p.m., October 11th, 2023. 7.2, year-to-date financial report, September 2023.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda, which includes approval of the regular board of director meeting minutes from October 11th and filing the financial reports from September 2023.
Thank you, Julie.
I'd like to ask that we pull the financial just for a quick discussion.
Director Hicks has asked that we pull the financial.
And I will make an motion to approve the consent agenda with only the approval of the draft minutes of October 11th, 2023.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay,
you have a second.
Yeah.
Business matters discussion and no wait. Oh, we got a vote.
Yeah. Director Smith moved to accept the consent agenda as written to include the regular board meeting minutes of October 11, 2023. Director Hicks seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The motion to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of Wednesday, October 11, 2023 passed with all members voting aye.
No.
Business matters.
No,
wait.
Consent agenda, which is what number 8, full consent agenda items.
Okay, we have a full consent agenda item, which is the financial, right?
Yes.
And do we have a discussion?
Yeah, just real quick, just a couple things. One, at the last meeting, I asked that we look at rearranging the financials so as to make it a little clearer in this mind as to where we are each quarter and year to date. Abby was able to do that and did a great job on it. I just wanted to thank Abby in public, not privately, that for doing that, making it a little clearer for me. And just a quick question, just like a general idea, nothing specific. When we talk about $125,000 budget for contract service or $67,000 budget for professional services. What are we looking at in those?
The types of organizations within there. So we have Mead and Hunt, who is our engineering firm of record with the FAA.
Is that professional or contract?
That's going to be under, it's professional services.
Okay.
They do all of our design work at the FAA. Things like Columbia Capital, who's our municipal advisor, they get paid to invest our money. Big Bear Urgent Care, they are a contract because as we hire employees, we have to do pre-employment physicals
and or work comp.
So that kind of stuff is under our professional services. We got legal fees that are under there for Nigro, which is our consulting or our auditing firm. DFA actuarials, which is our GASB 75 requirement for, I believe that's annuitants.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we have to do actuarials every year for the pension liability. It's a state mandate.
And just generally on the contract service,
Nigro, BHI management. So that was Bryn Ives that came for the workshop.
Again, professional services.
That's correct, sir. Yeah, there's not many.
Okay. So what about the contract services? Just the $125,000.
So things like the County of San Bernardino for permits and for this building, for that building, Sonatrol, which is our security system for, I think we got six or seven of them, eight of them,
yeah,
for buildings and fire. Gray Bar Financial, which is our, that is our
telephones,
the copy machine, shred it, water, like a mountain water, Delang, which is the rental of the machine, ID Bailey, which is our financial support group for the administration side, C&D Termite, Native Scapes, Conley Pumping.
All right, that's fine. I just want to get a general feel for where we are with those. You know, we get to something that's almost a percent of the budget.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of go, okay, where are we going with? I'm fine with that. I'll move that we accept the
Do I have any comment from the public?
Second.
Okay, Director Hicks. Move to approve and accept and file the year-to-date financial reports. And Director Castillo seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 The motion to approve the year-to-date financial report is passed with all members present voting aye.
Discussion and possible approval of resolution 2023-07. That's not. Oh, I thought we did that. Discussion and possible approval of resolution 2023-06, correcting the employer of contributions for employees and a new under the Public Employees Medical and Hospital Care Act. Ryan?
Sorry, looking at the wrong agenda. I changed pages.
All right, so page 18 and 19, as you'll see, you'll have the new fiscal year resolution correcting the employer's contribution for annuitants. This is strictly for the retired employees. We do this every year. It's basically a function of the district that we need to do. What we are required to do by CalPERS requirements is to provide the highest amount for out-of-state retirees. Now, and that's where you'll see down about mid-page, you'll see the difference in costs for self, self plus one, and self plus family. As you can see, it's a pretty large number for self and plus family. But at this time, we do not have any within that jurisdiction or within that item. So we're really just dealing with the self and self plus one. So like I said, this is a function of what we need to do on an annual basis. If you have any questions, let me know.
Any questions?
Public comments?
Any public comments?
From the public. No comment?
I got a quick question. I kind of answered it, but self plus family, we don't have anybody in it, but that would be the limit if we did.
That is correct, yes. Yeah. And this is, again, this is just for the retirees. Has nothing to do with the current active employees. This is the eight employees that only retirees. So the unfortunate part is the way that the resolution is worded. It talks about employees and annuitants. But as you can see, the second resolution that will be coming forward will be for the active employees.
Gotcha.
So.
Can we do a run once around for both of these items, Mary Kay?
Any comment?
So we did discuss this particular item last month, as well as the next item in more detail. So I appreciate the recap, Ryan. And as soon as we go once around, I'm ready to go ahead and make a motion.
Does it need to be read out loud?
We if there's no other comments from the board or the public, we need a motion and a second.
But we don't need to read the whole thing.
No.
Okay.
And then quick, the code requires us to put in both employee then a new.
Correct. Yeah, I actually just attended the CSD meeting on Monday. They did the exact same thing. It was literally the same verbiage as we use. So.
Okay. May I have a motion to accept 2023-06?
I will make a motion to approve resolution 2023-06, correcting the employer contribution for employees and annuitants under the Public Employees Medical and Hospital Care Act.
A second, please.
Second.
Okay. Director Smith moved to approve the resolution 2023-06, correcting the employer contribution for employees and annuitants under the Public Employees Medical and Hospital Care Act. Director Hicks seconded the motion. I am going to do a roll call. Vote. Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Aye.
The motion to approve the resolution 2023-06, correcting the employer contribution for employees and annuitants under the Public Employees Medical Act, Medical and Hospital Care Act passed with all members present voting aye.
9.2, discussion and possible approval of resolution 2023-07, establishing the monthly allowance for employees' benefits under the Public Employees Medical and Hospital Act. Brian.
Okay, again, we discussed this last month, and I was able to capture what the board was offering. Last month, we included that within the resolution. I had Betsy review this as we do any resolution, and she wanted to keep it as simple as possible. And so, as you can see, there was some verbiage that was removed from prior resolutions that we have. But as you can see, the $2,500 is captured within that resolution, and employees will be responsible for the remaining costs above that allowance. So there we go.
Comments?
Yes. You need to be a little clearer about, you know, what we've indicated, that there's no additional contributions to the retirement.
No, because we removed it from the resolution. And when I had talked to Betsy about it, this essentially supersedes the previous resolution. So this in itself should stand. And I think at this point, everybody understands that part of the benefit is now gone. So. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Call for a vote.
That's an excellent point, because I was wondering the same thing, but I kind of, the way I read the verbiage, it kind of alluded to that.
There was actually a secondary paragraph that was basically described the excess money
before. Yeah.
So we literally just took that all out, and then that's why it says employees will be responsible for the remainder. So in the event that the an employee wants to get a higher cost
plan,
they will be responsible for that.
Right. And so as far as HR protocol, that's a citizen's
group. Yep. Yep.
That's all I got.
Can I have a motion for the resolution 2023-07, establishing the monthly allowance, et cetera?
I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution number 2023-07, resolution of the board of directors of the airport district amending all prior resolutions regarding the payment of an allowance for employee benefits under the Public Employee Medical and Hospital Care Act.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Okay. Director Castillo made a motion to approve resolution 2023-07, establishing the monthly allowance for employee benefits under the Public Employees Medical and Hospital Care Act. Director Smith seconded the motion, and I am going to do a roll call vote. Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
And Director Smith?
Aye.
A motion to approve Resolution 2023-07, establishing the monthly allowance for employee benefits under the Public Employees Medical and Hospital Care Act passed, with all members present voting aye.
9.3, discussion of board participation regarding public outreach.
Again, it just goes back to my couple things. My belief, one, that the board as an entity should be actively involved in the outreach to the community on the activities going on at the airport, letting folks know to what, where, when, and why. You know, clearly we need to be careful as to not espousing an official position from the board unless the board has indicated that that is the position that the board is willing to take on a particular issue. But there are enough general discussion items that I think it's critical that we keep the community informed of. Now, and I understand that staff does a lot of that, but I also understand that the staff tends to be overwhelmed with a lot of that. You know, we've heard from Ryan in the past about, you know, I'm up to, you know, I can't use the phrase, but the alligators are around. And well, I come from the Midwest, so we got it all. And I think that given things such as the terminal, such as, you know, what kind of improvements are we looking at? You know, how does this airport benefit the community? Why do we need it? You know, we got Belgium Bear Valley Hospital, why it's critical to the hospital that its airport is here, along with its heliport services that we provide. So I think the board is in a unique position to go out and put that story out. I also think that as an elected official, you know, the constituents in our district expect us to be out and talking about what it is that's going on and what are we doing to make this the best airport we can to support the community and why it's critical. The other part of that is, again, just the whole concept of what is our particular community outreach program and what is our marketing program. At the last meeting, I passed out some drafts on what I believe a good start would be to our community outreach program and marketing program. And I think, again, given the limited staff that we have that can support on these kinds of things, that this board be actively involved in fleshing this out and going forward with both the community outreach and the marketing plan. You know, clearly keeping staff in the loop on it, and they are a major part of whatever outreach plan and marketing plan we choose to go with. But I think it's time for us now to get started on that effort. I know that we in the past have spent money on an outreach plan, as it were, but it generally just focused on the terminal. Hey, folks, we're going to have a terminal. We're going to build a new terminal. Yeah, we're building a new terminal. But it really didn't go into what else is involved in this airport and why this airport is critical. And that's why I think this plan that I put together, both of those, and I have copies again for you guys tonight so you can take a look at it, is something that we need to start acting on and looking to flesh out the draft. You know, I'm not saying it's the end all, but I think it's a place for us as a board to start to get this show on the road. And if you need copies, I have copies here.
I forgot from here.
Okay. You have some comments on
sure. Yeah, chat? No, I've said from the beginning, I can see where there's some trepidation from the staff because it can get a little loose, careless, but that's up to the relationship between the staff and the board. So the board has specific direction as to what the appropriate things that can and can't be without the board's consent. You know, like you said, you know. So I'd like to see a more harmonious use of us. When since they're over overloaded as it is to delegate stuff, but it's got to be choreographed correctly. As long as you said it perfectly, as long as we don't overstep our bounds, don't say any inappropriate things, and don't, you know, try to go rogue without the board's approval of certain functions. But yeah, in general, when we're at a public event like the fuselage or whatever, I don't see anything wrong with us being able to say it. Because people always ask, what's going on at the airport? What are you guys doing in the future? What's going on? You got to be able to tell them. You can't say, oh, I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
That's kind of hamstringing us.
And I think
they're a governing body. But I just think as long as people don't get staff in trouble by stepping out of their lane and doing wrong things, going rogue, I think I don't see any problem with us assisting the staff.
So,
I've always been a favor. We had a plan before, which we finally saw last month. And your plan closely mirrors a lot of that too. So it kind of went dormant for a little while, but I think time permitting and with the delegation of our help, I think there could be a harmonious relationship where we just continue public outreach.
Thank you. Julie, do you have a comment?
I do. I appreciate the desire for involvement and appreciate the desire to take work from the staff. I very much hesitate because it is easy to say, hey, we can say all this. We won't get out of our lane. We won't say some comment that creates possible liability for the board. But the reality is that unless we have a talking point for every item, which is probably not realistic, the potential for something to be said that is possibly liable for the district exists. And I think that is a big concern. That doesn't mean that any of us in our individual lives don't have comments to say about the airport. Certainly we can, but to provide the detail and that, we really are better off directing people to staff. The outreach plans that we have had before, I took notes, and so I'm kind of referring back to some of what was said, definitely did have more things than the building. We, in the past, had some advertisement about the usefulness of the airport and encouraging visitors to the airport, depending upon where those advertisements were placed. And we had I think this was really going back to when we had Sixel participating. We had other outreach items. As a board, although we may have expertise in an area, us developing the plan is really doing more of the staff work. Us making suggestions and improving a plan that the staff creates or we hire out because of expertise would be typically more the way that's done. So I kind of hit two different areas there with my comments. And it's not that I don't think we are all capable people. I just think the possibility for something that creates more liability is a greater risk.
Okay. I agree with both of you. I do believe that there can be guidelines as to the involvement of the outreach committee. I do understand that saying the wrong thing can bring about strife. I'm wondering if we just can't get somehow together and work out a plan so that the outreach committee can be somewhat included in the great things that the staff is doing. Do I have any other comments?
I think that's a different issue. from where I was coming from. Yes, I think the outreach committee needs to be activated and authorized to do its thing based on its charter that's in the policy, that's already spelled out in the policy what we're and the outreach committee is supposed to do. But I think that's a whole another issue from having the sanction of the board to be able to go out and speak at different functions and activities, because the sense is now that we're not allowed to go out.
That's correct.
So if, you know, if Elks Club called me on the phone and said, Chuck, can you come and talk about the airport?
Can't do it.
Well, I'm not supposed to do it. That doesn't mean I'm not going to do it, but I'm not supposed to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's part of where I'm coming from. So I think there are two, there's a, what you're talking about, Mary Kay, with maybe I think there's a whole other issue.
Not really, I don't think.
Because I wouldn't limit the people that go out and speak just to the outreach committee. Julie,
well, isn't, I'm sorry. Isn't there a way that we can work together with this?
No, there's no argument in my mind that yes, there's clearly a way of working together, but I think that.
And limit, you know, what we're calling the outreach. Okay, we've got to limit you. You don't do this, but you can do this, but you can be visible to the public. Comments? Come on.
Well, I think if I can go, I think. I see Julie's point, both wise from both sides. I see the whole, and I see the staff's concern big time. You just depends on who we're dealing with. But I also see there's got to be a way, like let's say you were in an Elks Club or a Rotary Club or whatever, and they said, hey, Chuck, could you come speak to us? You're the board, we can talk about it at the board. And Ryan could say, yeah, I'll go with you, and then we'll do a presentation with the general manager, that way the staff's there, and a representative of the board. But I can see concerns where if you get messy.
Because, you know, I was asked to make a presentation to Weinberg.
Okay.
In L.A.
Oh, yes.
They wanted to know about Big Bear.
Sure.
You know, yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, given where we are with this somewhat limitation that we have on us, arguably, I wasn't allowed by this board to do that.
Correct.
And see, to me, that doesn't make any sense. None whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Am I going to go out and say, and I understand that there has been some concern with board members in the past kind of going off the rails, you know, and conceivably, possibly in the future, you may have board members in the future that go off the rails. But if they start going off the rails, then the board at the time may need to take another position.
Tighten policy.
But when I look at the five people that are sitting on this board right now, and conceivably for the next 4 to 6 years, I don't see anyone on this board that will go off the rails. I don't see anyone going out and committing this board or this airport to any action that would be an embarrassment or potentially cause a lawsuit. And besides, even if the board says, no, we don't want you to go out and talk, guess what? A board member out of control can still go out and get the whole board and airport in trouble, whether they have the approval of the board or not, you know, to go out and do it.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Secondly, to that, to Mary Kay, most assuredly, I think that the outreach committee needs to be authorized that to perform its spelled out function in the policy, to review the existing outreach plan, the formal outreach plan, the formal marketing plan that are out there. And clearly that's got to be done in concert with staff.
Yes,
yeah, we're not going to be able to do that in and of ourselves. But the plan that we have is somewhat outdated. We need to look at what the technologies are here in 23 as far as getting our message out. We need to figure out who we need to get our message out to. You know, so that's why I come with two different things, two separate things.
Have any comments or any questions?
I think some outreach activities could be the basis of the foundation for the frequently asked questions section. In the
good website. Point, yeah.
Because when you go out and do a presentation, which I did for Rotary a few years ago, the question came up, well, what about the airport for firefighting? And you pointed out that we have 70 packs down here for the helicopters. And that could be a frequently asked question. It's like, what is the Air Force support for fighting fires? As an example.
Good point. Yeah.
And other things that come up from the presentations that are said would be good raw material for a section like that on the website. It's all part of outreach available on the web.
And we have that.
Thank you, Jeff. Ryan, do you think that we can come to an agreement with this?
I think this is a discussion that the board has to have by themselves without staff input.
The whole staff does not want to be included in a preliminary discussion.
Correct. It would be prudent for the board to lay the guidelines out of how the board wants to, how the board wants individual board members to participate in public outreach. It's Braille to me. All my years in public service, this is out of my wheelhouse. So It's weird for me. So I think that the board needs to make that decision, and then we need to figure out how to incorporate that within staff.
Julie, do you have a comment on what you've heard?
There is value in outreach. There is worse problems in outreach that creates problems. And although Chuck has confidence in each and every one of us, I do know we're very responsible people, simply say something that shouldn't be said. And I really think that's a big thing for us to watch out for, because we're better off having a consistent message, having a message that has all of the facts, than to say things that inadvertently do create problems. That's harder to come back from.
Is it possible that perhaps the staff could also do something like what you're saying or what you're supposing that this committee might do? Isn't that a possibility?
Yes, that is a possibility. However, they live the airport on a day-to-day basis that we do not, with much more access to the information and facts, because they're in that day-to-day. That's less of our role. The public figurehead is part of our role. But maybe not the speaking, you know, welcoming somebody to a meeting that's called to do all those kinds of things. But as far as the nitty gritty, that's better left to those that have that expertise and that experience. I'm not negating that we shouldn't have some public outreach. And as we've talked about, Ryan has done stuff, staff has done stuff. If there are requests for speaking, then that is something that I think it'd be, you know, that come to board members. I think what Steve suggested, where you've got a board member and staff member involved is good. That's something I just observed this last week as part of my job. But it was the board member, president, specifically doing more of the welcoming from a set speech, and then the superintendent providing all the facts and details and information, just as a shared method of public outreach.
Any more comments? I don't know where to go with this, except to maybe call a meeting, first of all, like you said, Ryan, with the board to establish some kind of agenda, so to speak, and present it back to the staff. Is that what your suggestion might be?
Well, I think that the board needs to come to a consensus,
right,
of what their role, of what they want their the board members' role to be.
Right, and present it to you.
No.
You guys approve it. You guys approve it. So you guys set the rules of how you, the board, is supposed to engage in public outreach. And then we, as staff, try to mesh those, what you guys have agreed to and what the staff is trying to do.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Julie has a hand up. You're not school, Julie.
But I am being very specific about the fact we should be taking turns. So I'm trying to make sure I'm not speaking over anyone. Because I think that's an established practice of a board that really helps to make sure that when we do have issues, everybody speaks in turn and we all listen to each other. I think that's partly why we're having this discussion, right, is try to reach some kind of consensus. That is the purpose of this discussion. I think we have to carefully look at what is our purpose here. Is our purpose to move the mission of the airport forward, or is part of the purpose that we want to be involved? And so I think we have to think about what our purpose is too when we have this discussion, where we want to head with it.
Oh, okay. I guess I would recommend then that we essentially do have that session within the board so we can hash it out,
mm-hmm.
And come up with the final decision on our participation in the outreach and advise staff as to what the guidance is, and the policy will be relative to that because we're responsible for policy. And I think, Julia, I think you're right. I think both of our goals is, yeah, the mission of advancing the airport. But I would firmly believe that part of that mission of advancing the airport is making sure that the community here fully understands, and we're the voice of the community, and we're the face of the community in getting out and letting them know, hey, this is the mission, this is what we're about, and this is what we need from you as a community, and this is what we have available to provide to you as a community. So I think that mission encompasses both of those things. So I don't know if we need a motion. I don't know what we would need to set up a time. I don't know if it would be a closed session on it, or it would just be how we would do that. So,
I don't know either, Chuck, about something like that. Couldn't it be just, can we call a meeting, Julie, or Ryan?
So that was what I was going to talk about is, I mean, from what you guys are sounding, rather than handling this at a business board meeting, that this would be something where we would have a special meeting that is just this topic. It wouldn't be a closed session, but this would be a meeting where we would work on facilitating this. Yeah, but probably not a half day workshop kind of thing that we've had in the past. We don't necessarily need that for this topic, but maybe just a special meeting that focuses on this.
Thank you.
I can agree to that. Do we need a motion? Do you need to set that up?
Not for that.
Just to set up a special meeting?
Consensus.
Okay.
Consensus, and then we'll get some dates. And
That was a good discussion. Thank you.
So, Mary Kay, would you ask to see if we have a consensus?
Say again.
Would you only see if we have a consensus to having a workshop to discuss it?
Steve, did you hear that? Do we have a consensus for the workshop to discuss our outreach program? Yes. Is there anybody who objects? Not a motion, so.
It's a consensus.
Yeah. Okay. Number 10, manager's report. Ryan?
So I had none because I didn't really have much to put on there this month, but we are going to be having our tenant appreciation lunch that's going to be in December, likely going to be December 15th, so the day after the Pilot Association luncheon or dinner. We will be sending mailers out to all the tenants. So we're going to start working on that. We got a little bit of legwork to do internally, but that will be done here in the West Wing. We'll be providing food and refreshments for all our tenants and our business partners. So, and that's all I got for right now.
Thank you, Ryan. That's coming up quick. Chris.
Yes, it is.
My favorite topic. You know, I ask every meeting.
Terminal building. So we have the temporary use permit for the temporary buildings. We are working through some specific details because we have the state, the county, and the federal government involved in this process. So I have been having meetings on a daily basis with Mark Wardlaw, who is the new land use service director. And we are working internally with... He's the county with Don Rowe and her chief of staff. I have Jay Overnulty, his field rep involved. So we are trying to make some good progress. So I'm waiting for an update as we speak. Probably will be tomorrow by Mark. And if I don't hear from him, I'll be calling him to figure out what the latest is. But we are very close to having the permits for this building. And we're a little bit far away on that. But I think we can get things wrapped up with some understandings and some agreements within some of the documents. So we're doing good.
So we're still looking probably in the spring now?
Yeah. My ultimate goal, depending on weather, is if I can get those utilities in, because we have allocated, I believe it's about $125,000 for the temporary buildings. I'm hoping to get our utilities in, because really that's the only thing that's stopping us from occupying that building, is having running water, you know, and heat and sewage. I've already have agreements with the local utility companies to be able to tie in at no extra charge for the connection fees, because we will be basically terminating this connection fee. They'll be installing that one and vice versa when we move back into the new building. So we're making headway. It's a lot slower than I want it to be, but I think I've got good connections with some people within the county where we're making some movement. So.
Thank you. Committee report, number 11. No committee reports. Director's comments. Julie?
I get to start. Okay. I would like to... thank the members of the public that are here at the meeting. Appreciate you attending. Would like to thank staff for their work, both at the meeting, but everything you've done in the last month since we met. And I would like to thank the board for a productive discussion.
Thank you. Stevie?
Likewise, everything she said. I think it was a good discussion. I always want to thank the staff for your hard work and dedication. Provide us clarity of the financials. Abby, work job well done. Thank you, Chuck, for your input on public outreach. I know it's difficult. Staff's overwhelmed. Everyone's overwhelmed now. But it does need to be revisited. It's not feel completely stagnant. So we have good talent here. And we can come together with agreement on something for the health of staff and not overburden them, vice versa. And I want to thank the public, Jack, for always being here. And Mr. Baker.
Thanks
for ingratiating us with your presence. It's good
to see you.
It's good to see you.
We're honored. Thank you.
Appreciate
I don't know.
We miss you.
I miss you too.
Okay, don't start hugging. That's it.
That's
all you.
Thank you, Steve. Jeff?
No, again, thank you, Abby. I enjoyed the conversation and discussion on issues where we've been talking about it. So that's all I'm going to say on that. And again, if I can see a copy of our emergency operations plan that we have, assuming we have one, I'd just like to see where we are and how the data goes. So I asked for it in the last meeting, so if we can just get a copy of that. I know there's a move afoot now in Big Bear Lake to update their emergency operations plan. I think it's been a number of years since they looked at theirs, and I think it's time for us to take a look at ours just to make sure that it's current and up to date. And if there's any training we need, Cal OSHA and FEMA offers. I don't want to say free, nothing's free anymore, but taxpayers have already paid for all the training that our staff and us as executives here would be able to attend at no cost to the district. And depending on how many people we have wanting to attend, they will even provide training that's on site. So I think we need to look at that to make sure we're on board.
CPR,
well, it's even more than that. What is an emergency operations plan? You know, what is IOS? How do you set up an op center? You know, with our new terminal, for example, in the room, we may find ourselves serving as an emergency operations center for some portion of this valley. You know, they may want to set up here as opposed to go to Holbert Hall over at City Council to set up because we have the parking space in the room and again the access because of the airport. So just making sure that we're in a position to be able to support that.
Who would arrange that? Who would put that together?
The training?
No, not the training, just asking for the training.
Well, Ryan, as the airport manager, would be able to coordinate, and I can give Ryan a packet that we put together for City Council showing all of the training that's available to public employees on emergency operations from both Cal OSHA and from FEMA. So the information's out there. I'm not saying we don't have one. I'm just saying let's take a look at it and make sure ours is current enough to do.
Ryan, do you think that's something that's necessary to do?
Yeah, I've already been in contact with some of the other people over there as well.
We've got all this to pass numerous times. I know we have.
Yeah, but it's always good to take a look at it and for us to look at it, not go out and pay some contractor and absorb an amount of money to do what we can sit down and do, especially based on all the guidelines that FEMA has put out there for. But anyway, so thank you guys again for your efforts. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Brian.
Yes, ma'am.
Would it be possible at a future meeting, and maybe not next week meeting, but when workload allows, that you could simply review that plan with all of us?
Yeah. I will take a look and see what I can supply you guys.
I was just thinking not supply, but just review it with us.
On the agenda. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just maybe part of a manager's report or this. You're just reviewing this with us. So that way we are all informed.
Yes. Thank you.
Whenever I ask for something from staff, I'm thinking for all of the board, not just Chuck. It includes everybody.
I'd like to thank Jack and Baker for coming. And Jack always comes. You could come a little more often, too.
Yeah.
And for the incredible work and everything that our staff does. Super efficient, super smart. Thank you very, very much. And to Steve and Chef, thanks for being here and putting up with me. I'm not real good at this yet, but I'm learning. And it was a good meeting. I'm still going. We are down to future agenda items. Next meeting date, Wednesday, December 13th, 2023 at 4:00, regular Board of Directors meeting. Location, Terminal Building, West Wing, Board room. Let's see, 5:55, we will adjourn this meeting. Adjourn.
Four.
55. Oh, that one's
out of block.
Yeah. Yeah. Time change. It's 4:55.
Oh, it's 4. No, it's 5 o'clock.
No, it's the time
change. What time is it? 4:55. 4:55.